Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and with applications closing tomorrow for Ireland Music Week, we chat to one of the acts who performed last year. We have Oisin from Animo Drive. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. So you've had a busy year, but what was it like for you to perform at Ireland Music Week?
Yeah, it was great. It's you're just surrounded by people who are kind of in a similar position to you, a lot of like-minded people, and a lot of great music being made and shared, yeah.
So what night did you perform on?
Saturday, I think. Friday.
it all merges into one. But you've had a very busy month, year. So you released your debut album, Breakfast in Bed. Tell us about this album. How long is it in the making for you?
Well, I play in another band called Thumper. And I sort of made it in between tours over the last 2 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. But not like only in like two or three different sessions, you know. It wasn't kind of labored over, it was just that I only had the time to kind of get in and do it then. So did it over since about late 2021, and then released it there at the beginning of March. And it's sort of did it with Ree and Trench, who produced some really early Thumper stuff, but we kind of collaborated on this whole record.
And doing it alongside Thumper, was it a labor of love then for you?
That's one way to put it. I think it's as is the way with a lot of these records. Like, the songs sort of live in my head for a long time as like these sort of never-ending jigsaws that just need to be solved and made to get them into the physical realm and out of my mind. So it was a labor of love for sure. It was also just some of it was labor and some of it was just love.
I think that's with everything, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed it, and it didn't like, I think a lot has been said about how different it sounds to Thumper, but it was pretty intuitive in the moment, I think.
And the current single that's out at the moment for you is Procrastination. And the video for this is very interesting. Explain it to people.
So Procrastination's had a few different forms. It primarily was just a song that I played at parties and stuff, and people were like, oh, it's a good song. So I recorded a live video for this during the first lockdown, or maybe the second lockdown in late 2020, I think it was. With a filmmaker called Miles O'Reilly, and we just shot it around Dublin. We shot it in one take in Dublin. It was completely empty and it was freezing cold, and it's kind of an interesting time capsule for then. So for the music video, I basically went out and did something similar, but now, like, it's the whole place is completely swarmed with people, and I just thought that juxtaposition sort of says something about the process of making it, going from its infancy and in isolation to sort of sharing it and touring it and stuff.
Very much the contrast of the two worlds.
Exactly. And that's sort of, you know, in as much as this is a solo album, it is a collaboration at the same time, like I said, with the producer, but it's also a collaboration in a sense with my audience and fans and with anyone who listens to it, really. So it's always a two-way street.
Is the collaboration part something you enjoy?
Yeah, I just get bored really, really quick. Bored, and I get I lose confidence. So I kind of need someone else in the room to be like, keep me on course and make sure I do. Yeah, I think it kind of, I just enjoy, I think you get something better out of collaborations almost always than
Yeah.
doing something totally for yourself. So yeah, the songs are all mine, but I think, yeah, I'll probably always be collaborating in one form or another.
It's always nice to have another set of ears, I think, to kind of go, what do you think of this? I think it's great, but it's always nice to have fresh ears as well to give their opinion.
Yeah, it's sort of, it's a funny dynamic because you have to have this sort of unending ego and self-confidence and little engine inside your heart to make you do this stuff in the first place. And you just sort of block everyone out and at the exact same time be totally receptive to what everyone says about it or what they take away from it. So it's no wonder that most artists lose the plot at some stage.
And you've just finished a tour in Ireland with Paddy Hannah supporting. How was that?
Beautiful, yeah. Paddy opened for us in Dublin. I had a guy called Pio Hartnett, who I actually discovered through Ireland Music Week. He opened for me in Galway, and this young singer-songwriter called Mino Mars in Cork. And yeah, it was the first time I toured any of the Animo Drive stuff. I'd done a lot of touring with Thumper, and it's a different beast because it's so kind of cathartic and in the room, and there's bodies going everywhere. And whereas this time around, it was so much more in the song or something. I just found myself not, I had my eyes closed for almost the entire gig, and was just, yeah, just trying to do right by them. And I think the audiences were really receptive of that. Yeah, it was a really nice and soft vibe.
And you mentioned Ireland Music Week there, which we were talking about earlier on. Do you get to see other arts or other acts much when you're playing?
There's certainly a lot of acts to be seen, yeah.
There is.
So I was buzzing around trying to catch as much as I could in between meetings and stuff. I played with a few other people as well. I played with Mayke, and I think who else did I see? I saw a really good time, who are very good friends of mine as well, and they were one of my highlights. But there's so much to see. It's like any festival; it's almost impossible to drink it all up.
100%, absolutely. But what have you got coming up in the next couple of months? Obviously, you have the debut album out, you have your new single going, you've just finished the Irish tour. What's next?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be announcing some more shows and some festival appearances and stuff very, very soon. And yeah, I think I'm going to go into the studio and record the next album pretty
Ooh.
sharpish. So that's my plan. Keep the ball
Excellent.
rolling.
So, if people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, just search Animo Drive, ANAMOE Drive. Anywhere on the bloody internet, or
Excellent.
walk into Tower Records or Spin Dizzy or any of them and ask them for the album, and they will give it to you for a monetary sum, and that's commerce.
Yes, and a hard copy is something I love a lot, so I totally am behind that part too. There's
Love
nothing
it. Well, we
better
got
than
a
the physical
beautiful
part.
purple eco vinyl. All the
Oh,
records are
gorgeous.
totally neat.
Absolutely gorgeous. Oisin from Animo Drive, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Nice one. Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.